Well, last Saturday, Colonial Downs, Silver Max, a three-year-old colt, a badge of silver, won the Grade II $600,000 Virginia Derby, and Fiddler's Patriot, a six-year-old son of proud citizen, won the $100,000 Woolard Straight Stakes at Saratoga. Silver Max has won seven of his eight starts this year, including his last six in a row, or seven in a row, I believe it is. Prior to the Grade II Virginia Derby, he had won the Grade II American Turf Stakes at Churchill, the Grade III Transylvania out of Keeneland, and the Arlington Classic and Oliver Stakes for earnings of over $855,000. He's one of six stakes winners, four of them graded stakes winners, and 12 stakes horses from the first two crops by badge of silver. Proud Citizen is having a fantastic year. He is the sire of 12 2012 stakes winners, five in the last couple of weeks. Five of the 12 have won graded stakes, including his second winner of the Classic Grade One Kentucky Oaks. Both Badge of Silver and Proud Citizen, proven sires of superior graded stakes winners, stand at Mr. and Mrs. Brereton C. Jones Airdrie Stud. See the website at airdriestud.com. Watch for yearlings by the Airdrie Stallions, because they are your Airdrie Stallions are your key to racing profit.
The horse capital of the world, bluegrass country. Horse Tales is all about the horses, the people, and the history of the thoroughbred industry. Now here's your host, Ursel Ellis.
Good morning, and it's a beautiful, cool, nice morning here.
It's heating up.
Is it heating up?
But wasn't it nice this morning?
That's a hot flash, honey.
Probably. Oh, for January.
Yeah, anyway, we're here at the Thoroughbred Center out on the Paris Pike, and it's a sloppy track, but we had about 20, 25 work, something like that this morning.
I'm surprised, because it's pretty sloppy.
Well, the track was pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, and John Booker had something come down, 5/8 in a minute.
Really?
Yeah, but
that's
had
a bottom on it, didn't it?
Well, yeah, it's a nice filly, too. She's won 300,000.
Ooh.
And somebody else, Tom Bergen had one work out here real nice. And they're getting a hold of, you know, they'd sealed the track, and then it was put, you know, and it was a very nice rain, you know.
Yeah.
It kind of helped pack it a little bit.
Yeah.
The horses were getting over it good.
Yeah.
But a lot of them, it'll be fast tomorrow.
As opposed to our driveway, it's hard to get over that now.
Oh, my God.
We've got gravel ruts.
It looks like a miniature Grand Canyon down through there.
I know. Oh, well, I'll take the rain. I can't help it.
I know it. It's everything's green, you know.
Oh, I know. It's beautiful. So nice.
Well, what we're going to do today, I've got Roxanne Martin Umpfenauer coming on at 11 o'clock. That's Norm's much better half.
There you are.
And I've known Roxanne for a number of years, but paths haven't crossed in quite a while. It's been a while since I've seen her.
Well, she's been at it, hasn't she? She knows which way to turn.
Yeah, she does. Anyway, I hope she brings Norm along, but he was kind of dragging his feet.
How?
But, you know, I'm not going to talk to you much, Norm. Michael Blowen's going to stop by. Did you see the article in the Daily Racing Form today?
Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah, they have a magazine section that they put out once a week. You know, I tried to get them to do that 30 years ago.
Is that right?
And, you know, publish sire lists and da-da-da-da-da, you know, and articles. What'd I know? Well, anyway, they're doing it now. And
I guess a little slow on the uptake.
I guess I was ahead of my time.
I guess you were.
Anyway, it's a great article, and written by Glennie Kane Oxford. And Glennie can write.
Oh, can't she, though? She's excellent.
Yeah, she's a nice young lady.
She rides, too. Fox hunts, too.
I don't know how well she rides, but she can sure write.
Well, she comes back from a fox hunt living. That's how they are.
That's pretty good. My horses come back limping. But the ones that I've sent, I have to retire these suckers off the track.
Not now. That many.
Oh, well, two of them I retired that you've taken out there. And,
sorry.
Fanahan McGrath rode one once, and he came back limping, and we're still feeding him out there, but he's okay.
Yeah.
Jackie's made a face because I was that bad mouth.
I'm going to make another face.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Talk about that.
But it's the truth. This is the truth hurt over there. Anyway. It's really a great article that Glennie wrote. And then there's another car. Jay Hovday's got an article in there.
It's all about taking care of racehorses when they're finished.
And it's a,
it's an industry duty is the point of those articles.
And it's they got some great pictures in there.
Michael turned what would have been a deficit, a problem, into an asset by taking stallions that can't be turned out with other horses and turning them into tourist attractions. I mean, how smart is that?
That's unbelievable.
He did it all by himself, too.
Yes, he did. Yeah. Well, anyway, Michael will be coming in. We're going to do the Diana Handicap and the Jim Dandy, Steve Moody. I wrote down Steve Casey. Steve Train's out here. Steve, either one of you, come in and do some handicapping.
So Steve's back from his vacation.
Yeah, he was on last week.
Oh.
How soon you forget.
Yeah.
We've got some Joe Palmer to read, and of course, Jackie's announcements. And
whoopee.
And let me announce the winners. We've had 45 winners out here this month so far from here, trained from the Thoroughbred Center, and 13 since last week's show, including another stakes winner, Troy Rankin, good old Bourbon County boy. He's got a nice two-year-old named I'm Bound to Score, and he took him up to Colonial Downs and won the Chenery Stakes.
Great.
Named after Christopher Chenery of the Meadow fame. And anyway, that's a really nice colt. And congratulations, Troy. And let's see, Kellen Gorder, saddle winner. So did Eduardo Caramori and Tanya Bonitas. Tommy Short and Ted Likas. Tommy Short had another one. Both Thomas down at the mountain. Eduardo Caranero had another one. Tommy Short had his third winner. Here's Steve Casey. That's a nice filly that Slew belongs to him. What are you smiling at?
You said Eduardo Caranero, the horse that won the Derby.
Eduardo Caramori.
Caramori. Yeah.
Well, they're both from South America.
Thank you.
Tanya Bonitas had another one. This one down at Ellis Park. Mike Cameron won again with Tell a Little Secret yesterday. She won by As Far as You Could Throw a Rock.
That's wonderful.
I was talking to Mike earlier, and he said that they hit a terrible rainstorm right at post time.
Oh, is that right?
And it delayed the post time there for a while. And he says he'd never run on a track, you know, that wet before. It was water. He says it looked like 3 inches of water standing on it.
Wow.
And didn't make any difference to her. That's her 10th win.
Oh, bless her heart.
That filly's run
game filly.
She's run 36 times, and she's been 1, 2, 3, 4, 31 times with 10 wins.
Whoa. Wow.
And then Kellen Gorder had one down yesterday also. Another one.
Good week for the training center.
Good week for the training center. That's two stakes winners this month. Of course, earlier this month, that's three. Because Jimmy Cargan took Revelstoke up to Mountaineer and won the $75,000 firecracker stakes on July the 3rd. And then on the 14th, Scooter Hughes, Byron G. Hughes, I should say. Everybody calls him Scooter, though. Won the Grade 3 $200,000 Arlington Handicap with Rahi Strada.
Rahi Strada is going to be on the cover of, I don't know if it's something to do with Horse Park or what. It's a bit, it's kind of a big deal. I tried to remember, but Tracy, Scooter's wife, put that up on Facebook.
She's going to be on the cover of
something. I mean, it's a nice recognition.
To do with the Horse Park?
No, maybe not. I don't know. We'll have to ask Scooter. But it's nice because he's done so
that's
well.
He won that race in 2010. He's won that Arlington Handicap twice now.
I don't think it's the blood horse of the times. We'll have to ask Scooter. Next time you see him, ask him, because he's going to be on several things. His sweet little head.
8-year-old
not
horse.
Scooter's sweet little head. The horse's sweet little head. Jeez.
Well, Tracy loves him.
I know. It's her honey lamb.
Yeah. That's what she says, isn't it? My honey lamb won another race.
Aw. Holly says, aw.
Oh, God. Okay. Well, honey lamb, I'm going to do a commercial here. Last Saturday in Delaware, the $100,000 Sussex Stakes was won by Global Power. Four-year-old colt is by Pulpit. Then on Sunday, Summer Front, a three-year-old colt by Warfront, won Saratoga's $100,000 Duluth Stakes. Bred by Hidden Creek Farm, sold as a yearling for $230,000. Global Power is one of seven 2012 stakes winners by Pulpit, and six of the seven have won graded stakes. Pulpit aside, 62 stakes winners. 33 of them have won graded stakes, and nine of them have won grade one stakes. Warfront is also represented by seven 2012 stakes winners, three of them graded stakes winners. Summerfront went into the Duluth Stakes off a victory in the Grade 3 Hill Prince at Belmont. He won all three of his starts as a two-year-old, including stakes at Aqueduct and Gulfstream. Bred by Grace Field Breeding, he's a $475,000 graduate of Keeneland's April two-year-old in training sale. Both Pulpit and Warfront are nationally ranked, and both stand at Claven Farm. For more information about the Claven Stallions, contact Bernie Sams and see the website at clavenfarm.com.
Sally Van Service has been in business for more than 60 years, and during that time, many of the greatest runners ever to step on a racetrack were entrusted to their care. And they've learned a lot along the way. It's pretty obvious that their vehicles and equipment are in tip-top condition. But the single most important safety factor is the ability and the experience of the person behind the wheel. They're extremely proud of their drivers at Sally Van Service. They're experienced drivers and experienced horsemen. And that's a winning combination. Think about that the next time you ship your horse, whether it's across the county or across the country. When you load your horse into a Sally van, you can depend on the fact that the person behind the wheel is one of the best in the business. The folks at Sally Van Service wouldn't have it any other way. And that's why for more than half a century, Sally Vans has been the safest way to the winner's circle.
Well, July 21 at Del Mar, the Oceanita Stakes was won by Broken Dreams, a six-year-old mare. She's by Broken Vow. That same day in Canada, Commander, a four-year-old son of Broken Vow, won the Spangled Jimmy Handicap. Broken Dreams is the 13th 2012 stakes winner by Broken Vow. Bred and owned by Glen Hill Farm, she won grade three stakes at Santa Anita last year. She's now earned more than $317,000. Commander, bred in Kentucky by Paragon Farms, has posted two stakes wins in a row. Broken Vow is the sire of 20 2012 stakes horses, 13 2012 stakes winners, four graded stakes winners. He has also sired four grade one stakes winners, nationally ranked. Broken Vow stands at Pin Oak Stud with the stallions Bob and John, sire three stakes horses, two stakes winners in his first crop. Cowboy Cal, a multiple graded stakes winner, Millionaire by Giants Causeway, and Eclipse Award winner Sky Classic, the sire 58 stakes winners and over 100 stakes horses. First foals by Cowboy Cal, outstanding individuals or yearlings. Inquiries to Clifford Berry or Nancy Stevens, and check the website at pinoakstud.com. All right, Jackie, you want to do some announcements?
Yeah, Dutcher's daddy just came in without Dutcher.
Dutcher was here earlier helping his clock.
I know. I missed him. So what do I get? I get the old man.
Of course, Matt Howard is Dutcher's daddy. Dutcher, that's the sharpest little kid you've ever seen. I had to jump on daddy today because this kid's going to hit 2 years old. He's going to start cussing and chewing backer.
You better watch about that.
If you'll get your head out of the feed tub over there and start doing announcements, we'll...
Are you finished?
Yeah, I'm finished.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Okay.
What are you eating, by the way?
Grapefruit.
Oh, okay.
In a leaky jar. I had to turn the jar upside down. It's leaking.
All right.
That stinks. Anyway, the first announcement is just a shame. This is called Stuck on Stupid. And Ford Motor Company is taking the F-150, the world's greatest pickup truck, and they're going green. And they're going to make it out of aluminum. They might as well go for plastic or paper mache. Can you imagine such a thing? That good steel 150. I got one that's how old is our 13 years old going.
Well, ours is a 350.
Yeah, but, well, the series, F-150.
Are they going to do all of them that way?
I don't know, but that's about stupid. I hope they don't sell a one. So there.
I'd just like to have one of those electric cars up there doing that power failure.
Yeah, I know. That's another joke. Okay. Next weekend at the Horse Park, Saturday, August 4th, in the beautiful outdoor Rolex Stadium. That's what it says. The $50,000 Ridmiddle Kentucky Grand Prix jumping, that is. You want to watch something, that's kind of fun. Now, if you want a table for eight, you get it's 1,000 individual tickets or 125. The hats off activities begin at 4. That 4 o'clock, if you want to pay the freight, cocktails and hors d'oeuvres, silent auction opens. Now, you can call into the silent auction this year. Dinner's at 5, 6 o'clock live auction, 7 o'clock arena exhibition, 7:30 is the Rood and Riddle Kentucky Grand Prix. I have the Kentucky Thoroughbred Farm Manager's newsletter in front of me. See, here we go. They got a bunch of kids, new Kemi students. 247 girls, one guy. Now, I bet he likes the odds.
I had a good friend in the service. He's getting ready. He was going to go to college when he got out, and he was going to graduate. And he did all kinds of research about the male-female ratio in different colleges all over the United States, and he fixed some little college out of Alabama.
You're
I think
kidding.
He was from Oregon.
Oh, how funny, because the ratio
yeah, it was pretty good odds. He says, all right, here's where I'm going.
That's funny. That's why Patrick used to, when he was here, he didn't mind going to the horse shows. He said he never saw so many cute blondes in tight pants and white shirts in his whole life. Okay, congratulations, 2012 Golf Scramble winner. That would be Stanley Hay Company. Of course, we were at the July meeting. That was a good meeting. That guy from Kurt Ramsey from Kentucky Downs,
yeah.
That was excellent.
He was good.
Yeah, there is no meeting in August, of course, because
everybody's going to Saratoga.
Everybody's going to Saratoga but us. We could have our own meeting, I guess. So, oh, yeah, they talk about Hats Off Kentucky, too. 4 o'clock, line up for free souvenir hats at the North Gate. And 4 to 8, free pony rides, pictures on a pony. I want my picture on a pony. Hey, Matt, you want to go have your picture taken on a pony? Oh, inflatable games. That's interesting. Arts and crafts, music contest prizes, and more. And then, of course, the $50,000 Rood and Riddle Grand Prix jumping. So, let's see. Sporting Clays. What's August the 25th? That's at Elk Creek Hunt Club up near Owenton. That's Owen County. That's just a short hop up I-75. If you want to participate, you can do it. I think they're teams. I think they have 50 places. I think you do 25 and 25 skeet sites. I'm not sure.
I don't know.
Yeah, they put the people they like on the one side of the hill, and then on the other side of the valley, they put the ones they don't like, and they say, ready, aim, fire. I'm joking. Okay, Facing Tipton Yearling Sale starts at 6. That's up in Saratoga. The Sporting Clays, I said that. The next membership meeting is September 5th. It's at Keeneland. Gosh, September Yearling Sale starts September 10th. That's a month in about 3 weeks,
yeah.
I suspect.
You got a guest for that, the announced yet?
For the next meeting?
Yeah, guest speaker, does it say?
Doesn't say. I guess not. I don't know. Maybe they're just going on thinking they're going to get somebody. Okay, the Clayton Woolsey Hall of Fame reigning is still going on. This weekend is the end of it. It's $72,000 added money. This is, of course, at the Horse Park. Let me see if there's... Yeah, summer... summer show. There's one and two. And this is the end of the first week of the horse show, jumping show, Hunters and Jumpers at the Horse Park. Oh, today, big day, it's cross-country schooling. You can take your horse until 4:30. You can go to the horse park, and you can actually ride that Rolex course. You can go all through it. You can ride up to those jumps. You can get in
Those jumps scare me to death.
Oh, my God. You ride up, and I've got pretty, always have had pretty good-sized horses. You ride up, and you look up at those jumps. But they let you go in the pond, you know, with the water jumps and stuff, and that's kind of fun, too. So, let me see. Michael's here. Antebellum Farm, August 19th.
Hey, Jackie.
That's Nancy Newton.
Mr. Bruin.
Mr. Bruin.
How do you like his haircut?
Oh, my God. Oh, the glare off the bald head is just blinding.
You need a green beret.
You need a green beret.
You need.
Jamie Bruin has clipped his head. And,
I mean, it's feast or famine. He either grows hair like, you know, you wouldn't believe like a
woolly bear. Woolly worm.
What are those little things? Chia pets. He either looks like a chia pet.
My daddy told me to put a pair of bloomers on me.
His daddy said he's going to put a pair of bloomers on him if he didn't get his haircut. Well, you took him literally. I mean, you took his scared death of his daddy. That's a good way to be.
He was just jealous of me.
Yeah, that's it. I'm sure that's
morning,
it.
Morning, Michael.
Morning, Michael. How are you?
I'm good.
Are you through? You finished that?
Well, Valley High Show Stables starts Monday with their adult camp in the evening. Can I go?
When?
Next week.
I don't care. If you want
he
to go.
He doesn't care.
Yeah, as long as you see
home
as long as you
kidding.
Before and after.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. How are you, Michael?
I'm good.
Good. You look good.
Yeah.
Let me do a set.
I missed my pal. I'm late today because, you know, he keeps me on the.
That crossed my mind.
Yeah, I'm sure it did.
Michael's not here because Doug's.
We wouldn't want to say it's because I've already been to the Midway Post Office, already been to the Midway Corner Grocery, already been to Haggard's Pharmacy, already been and got gas for the tractor.
Haggard's Farm you went to?
Pharmacy.
Oh, pharmacy. Okay.
I know it's got three syllables instead of one.
Listen, it's early.
Exactly.
On,
let me do a set of commercials, and then you can insult me all you want to.
I can?
Wow. I'll sit here and pretend to be Dr. Byers.
If anything's
going to
get Dr. Byers better quicker, it's going to be me insulting you for half an hour. It's going to be fabulous.
Well, see, I'm going to sit here and pretend I'm Dr. Byers, but I won't talk.
I think you should give us some advice. I'll ask you some questions about my horse. Then
I'll
you
be
can
glad
answer. I know. You can answer. I know you can.
Huh. I'll make it up.
Doug, where are you when I need you? Doc is home now.
I told him I wanted to come visit him. You know what he told me? He told me he had to go to Kroger's with Susan. I think that's a very bad excuse. I think he's hiding behind the couch.
That's probably him calling you.
Probably it is.
Probably is. Well, Royal Delta added the Grade 2 Delaware Handicap to her list of accomplishments last Saturday. She's now earned $2,263,851. Royal Delta is a daughter of Empire Maker. Empire Maker and the Young First Defense are very closely related. Empire Maker is by Unbridled. First Defense is by Unbridled Song by Unbridled. And Empire Maker is a half-brother to Honest Lady, the dam of First Defense. Honest Lady by Seattle Slough won Grade 1 stakes and earned over $894,000. Grade 1 winner Empire Maker, Grade 1 winner Honest Lady, Grade 1 winner Chester House, Grade 1 winner Chisley, Grade 2 winner DeCarchi, are all out of Grade 1 winner and Broodmare of the Year, Toussaint. True to tradition, First Defense also won Grade 1 stakes. He stands at Judmont Farm, home also of the Grade 1 stakes winner and Grade 1 sire, Mizzen Mast. Sire 5 2012 stakes winners and a son of the leading sire, Cozine. Mizzen Mast is sire 3 Grade 1 stakes winners and graded stakes winners from coast to coast. Also in the USA, in Europe, Japan, everywhere they are asked to run. Inquiries to Garrett O'Rourke or Aaron Fry. See the website at judmont.com. I want to talk about my good friend Tom Biederman, Biederman Real Estate and Auctioneers. And Tom has a great website. You need to go to it. It's fun just to browse it. Well, he always has great listings there, and he'd be happy to add you to his list of satisfied customers. Tom gets the job done. I know of two farms that he sold just here recently. I know of another one he's got in the works as we speak. And I tell you what, there's not much property moving around here now, but I know Tom's moving some. And people like him, and they trust him. And that's a great combination. And so for both buyers and sellers. And he's got great people working with his firm, Reggie Bushells. Reggie's been with him forever. Joel Brown and Mike Morrison. Mike's a good friend of mine. Jonathan Noel, Ryan Teeter, Blake Ferguson and Brad Noel and Joseph Klaibs and Steve Wilcox and Joan Rich. Just good people. So go to his website. Look it over. Jackie wants to say something here.
Is that Teeter guy any relation to Earl Teeter Up?
I don't know, but it's spelled the same way, T-E-A-T-E-R.
Might be.
Yeah, the famous show horse family.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Earl Teeter Up. That's what all the pictures said.
Okay. Well, it's BiedemanBrokerage.com, B-I-E-D-E-R-M-A-N, Brokerage.com, 277-2030. And let's see, where else am I here? I got the wrong commercial. Well,
no such thing as the wrong
stirs my life. Well, it is. I tell you, let's go on because I've got a search in the debris here, and I may not find it.
Crestwood Farm.
Huh?
Crestwood Farm.
Yeah,
right?
I know. And I did a nice commercial for Crestwood Farm. Well, hell.
And I typed it.
You typed it?
We can talk about them.
I say nice things about them all the time. How can you miss? It's I can tell you this much, they've got the only pulpit in the sale up at Saratoga.
Oh,
and,
yes.
And I think it's number 128, I believe that's right. Look it up, it's the only pulpit.
Or 124, I can't remember.
Out of a mare that's already had two graded stakes winners. So, you know how the pulpits are running. He's got seven stakes winners this year. Six of them are graded stakes winners.
And they're a family bunch out there, too. And
it's a family-operated farm. They're great people to do business with.
They really are. And they're just super. Pope and all the kids, they're just as nice as they can be, and the place is well-run. They use good vets, good blacksmith, the whole nine yards.
And management lives on the farm.
Yeah, that's always a good thing.
That's the family. So
exactly. So if something goes wrong, they're there. It's perfect.
Yeah, well, anyway, go to their website. It's crestwoodfarm.com. I can't remember your phone number, Pope, but hell, he's probably gone to Saratoga already anyway.
I would think so. Yeah. Putting up cushion walls around that stall where that pulpit is.
All right.
That's what I'd be doing.
All right. Well, that's Pope McLean's Crestwood Farm, and it's a very good farm to know. Nice people. It's time for Michael to bloviate a little while.
He's getting the vocabulary. He's taking over the vocabulary for Dr. Byers while he's on his leave of absence.
I miss Doug.
Me too. Who doesn't?
Yeah.
The horses miss him especially.
Well, I know.
He can't go near a barn for 6 weeks, they said. Really?
Mm-hmm. Oh, gee whiz. Of course, you know where he lives out there. It's a beautiful place.
Yeah, it's a great place. He's got this fabulous room. He's got his TV. I mean, he's all set. We're bringing him books and... You know, and Susan's waiting on him handed, but what the heck?
Well, you know, Doc.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. I bet you
he likes to hit on all eight.
He tells me all the time, he says, you know, keep these horses out of stalls. Keep them out of stalls. They like to be outside. And most of the time, I think he's talking about himself.
That's probably.
Well, we miss him a lot. And he's fabulous. And he's doing much better. We were talking. I went over there the other night with Chris McCarron, and we bothered him for a while. So that was good.
Ursel talked to him, yesterday?
Yeah, day before, I believe it was. Came home Wednesday, didn't he?
Yeah.
Wednesday,
yeah.
Yeah. Well, he came home Wednesday, I believe, and I talked to him Thursday. And, I just miss him. And I'm sure, you know, he's a great asset to this show. So.
Oh, yeah, he's really something. Well, that's enough of that.
Yeah, get better. Get better.
Get better, Doug. Cut it out.
Yeah.
Because we need you. In fact, I need him for a horse who's coming from Ellis Park.
That was a great article in the Racing Form, that magazine section this week.
Yeah, that was really nice. And when they came out today, it's got Ogaijin on the cover, 29 years old. Yeah. Barbara Livingston took some great pictures, and Jay Hovde wrote a nice column, and Glennie Kane did a fabulous job story on the farm, even though she talked about the fact that I was nuts all the time.
Oh, she did.
I hate accuracy. Yeah.
Took the words right out of my mouth.
I hate that. She's got a nerve. But anyways, a great piece, and that's just a preview of the magazine that they're going to come out with in a couple of weeks.
Is it complete? All just
it's all put together. Yeah, I like the ads. I thought it was great. You know, Winstar took out an ad, a nice ad about
about
commentator and
That was a class thing to do. Where is
and,
that second?
And Bill Parrish took out one for Bill Parrish took out one for Gulch, and you know, it was really really nice of them to support us this way. I mean, it's really really great.
Winstar has, in case you haven't bought your racing form, Winstar has a full color page ads in there. So thank you, old friends,
back.
For all you do for retired thoroughbreds, including the multiple Grade One winning Son of Distorted Humor. Got a little plug for the stud horse in there.
There you go,
commentator.
Commentator, he's the man. Yep, he's the man.
And let's see,
he's up in New York now. He's having a summer vacation. We traded him for Zippy Chippy and Red down south.
That's great.
Boy, did you trade down.
I know. It was funny. I ran into my friend Dan Roller the other day at the Midway Market, and they'd run, I guess, Associated Press did a really nice story on Zippy Chippy that ran in the Washington Post. It ran all over the place. So I ran into Dan Roller, my friend in Midway, down at the Midway Corner Grocery the other day, and he goes, says, you know, I used to think the greatest marketing move in the history of marketing was Bill Samuels selling bottles of Maker's Mark with no bourbon in them. As just as collector's items.
Oh, yeah. That's.
But I think you've done them one up when I saw this over 100 horse on the front page of the Danville paper. I said, well, thank you very much. I'll take that in the spirit in which it was given. I appreciate it. Yeah, this is nice. There's a great picture of Gulch.
Cute picture.
This is our pension stallion. Gulch has been a star attraction, old friends. He was a champion on the track and an internationally recognized top stallion. We want to thank old friends for the great job they've done caring for Gulch. I mean, that's very nice.
Yeah,
it's great. And he looks retired, too. His old mane's all, you know.
Yeah, scruffy.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
His disposition's improved. Boy, that rapid redux, his disposition's fabulous.
Really?
He gives me back rubs now when the people come on tours. Oh. I said, you're not getting any carrots until you rub my back up a little higher on the right.
They've trained you well.
They have. I just get my carrots. And, you know, Wallace Station's still giving us free carrots every week, a couple hundred pounds of carrots every week. So they're keeping us in ammo.
Wallace Station, great place to eat.
Yeah.
It's out on Old Frankfort Pike near the Midway Versailles Road. Mm-hmm. Them
right across the road from Jesse James' old home.
That's right.
Well, his mother's
home. Mother's home.
Mothers, they were Howards.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure if his mother was there sometime, he was there. You know,
necessarily.
Yeah. Oh, no, he was. This is interesting, actually. It overlooked the old, the Alexander place, Woodburn Farm, that tavern there where Mrs. Cole lived. And she would she was handicapping these racehorses. So when they came by and needed horses, the ones they stole were the fastest ones on the farm, and it was because of her.
Somebody should have shot her on sight.
I know. Man, larceny, I didn't realize it was heritable.
Yeah, right. There you go.
He's a chip off the old block here. Right.
You know, I knew some people that were related to those people, and they got mad when you talked about them being outlaws. Ooh, you know, and that's not that long ago. They were not interested
in
that.
Frank was on the racetrack for a long time.
Yeah, he was. He used to go around. He was an official starter at Saratoga for a while. Shoot the gun off.
That'll worry you. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, guns. Bang. Oh, yeah, that's good.
He was he handled the betting. They called him a beard, but the private betting for Sam Hiltz.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And Sam Hiltz, in his book, made a point of talking about how honest he was with the money.
Boy, that Hildreth must have been a murderer himself.
He was a hell of a horse trainer.
It just goes to prove how fabulous our penal system is when you can reform a guy like Frank James and turn him into the most honest man in America.
Of course, he got a pardon, you know.
I know.
I don't know who they bribed, but he got one.
But anyway, that's right down from the tavern. And we also have some horses right next door there, too, at Legacy Thoroughbreds with Luann Burt.
Is that right? Mm-hmm. You've got horses all over central Kentucky now.
We've got them hiding out, just like Frank and Jesse.
I'll bet you. You said you're getting something from Ellis.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What?
We claimed a horse. Well, Lee Rossi, my friend up there. Well, let me go back. There's a wonderful horse named Lou Brissy. He won the Kentucky Juvenile. and he's won over $100,000. Young horse. He was campaigned by Cott Campbell and Dogwood Stables.
Uh-huh.
Was really headed in the right direction and, you know, took a wrong turn and fell down the claiming ladder. He got claimed. Well, one of the owners of the of him in the original syndicate is a wonderful friend of mine named Charlie Pegg, who owns some nice racehorses. Charlie's from Illinois. He's a great guy. He helps us an awful lot at Old Friends and has for years and years. He helped us get Willenda back from Japan. Mm-hmm. And he comes and visits all the time. He's a great guy. But anyway, he loved this horse, Lou Brissy. And so he kept an eye on him and said, you know, when he gets down into a claiming race, he says, let's claim him and we'll retire him to Old Friends. Because obviously he wasn't performing at the level that he was. In fact, in his last race, I forget where he finished, fourth or fifth or 4,000. Was it yesterday? Yeah, yesterday. And so we claimed him. Lee Rossi claimed him for us. And waiting, Sally Vance is going to bring him to Old Friends the next couple of days, I guess. And,
gonna run him into river.
Yeah, that's what Lee said. Lee said, let's give him some time off and run him back. And going, shut up. That's not what we do. He earned his retirement. But he's actually there's a book named about Lou Brissy called by Ira Burkow. And Lou Brissy was a major league pitcher.
Who did he pitch for?
Well, he pitched for, I believe, Philadelphia.
Hmm.
But the interesting part of this is they were after him to play before the war. And they went to the World War II and got, you know, one of his legs blown off, and he still came back and pitched in the major leagues.
Oh, yeah, I've heard that story. Mm-hmm. Sure. Didn't they make a movie out of it?
Yeah, well, that was the Ronald Reagan movie, but that was Grover Cleveland Alexander or somebody like that. No, it was Monty Stratton.
Monty Stratton. Played for Boston, didn't he?
No.
No?
He played for St. Louis, I think. But anyway, that was Monty Stratton. No, this is another story, but it's a really, really good book, too.
Yeah.
And they named Lou Brissy after him.
Mm.
And I think Lou Brissy, the pitcher, is still alive. I think he lives in South Carolina.
You ought to try and get a hold of him.
I'm going to, believe me.
Oh, yeah, of course he would.
Yeah.
And his mother and his cousins and his all his kin.
Lou?
Anybody that you might put the touch on.
Exactly.
I beg your pardon. I beg your pardon.
That's fun.
Yeah, so people can come visit. Now, Rapid Redux is doing great. We just got a wonderful... wonderful mayor named R. Revival. Did I tell you that story last week?
No.
All right.
Oh, did you? Did he?
I don't know.
Well, it must have been memorable.
I was outside.
I try to tune you out every now and then.
I was outside trying to get a breath of fresh air.
You know, let me refresh your memory.
All right.
In 2005, my friend John Boddy, who's a trainer up in
New York. Oh, yeah, you told me that story. All right. Go ahead.
brought a horse down here, a claiming horse, to run at Keeneland.
Uh-huh.
She'd broken her maiden down at Keeneland, actually in a maiden special weight, and came back and won. And he handed me I can't remember, it was a $20 win ticket or a $50 win ticket. Anyways, a win ticket on this horse. And she won, and we got the money for Old Friends, which was nice. And every few months, John would send us a few $100 as a contribution. Right. He really loved Old Friends. He never asked me for anything. And then a couple weeks ago, he called me practically in tears, saying that he had this old mare, and he'd gone through a whole lot of, you know, he's a claiming trainer. He'd gone through hundreds of horses over the last 7 years. And he had this horse who was with the Asmussen group down in Texas. And Dallas Keene's wife, Donna Keene, had purchased all these old horses, and I think she got all of them for like $4,000. Anyway, and brought them to her farm in Texas. And we found out that John's horse was there, so we got her, and now she's at the farm, and she's doing great, and it's the same horse that...
That's great.
Cashed the ticket in 2005. Yeah. I mean, what are the odds of that happening?
That's a neat story. It sounds like Seinfeld. Everything comes around and works out. That's weird. Yes, that's very good.
So that's a good story. So anyway, that's good.
What's your next event? Event.
Well, we're going to have a big party up in Saratoga in a couple of weeks for this magazine that the Daily Racing Forum is putting out about Old Friends.
Good.
So that's going to be big. Those magazines, by the way, after August the 10th, will be available at our wonderful gift shop at Old Friends for $10.
Good.
Just ignore that $1.98 for the cover on it, you know.
No, $10 if you buy them there, and $15 because it's $5 for shipping and handling.
There you go.
So like 50 cents for the shipping, but handling's $4.50.
But wait.
I always wondered what that was. like picking them up and putting them someplace. I mean, what is the handling anyway? Does anybody know what that
is? I don't know, but when you know, on TV when they say, but wait, we'll double your offer. But they double the shipping and handling. So there's a lot going on with that shipping and handling stuff.
I think there is.
Yeah.
I think I got to get in the handling business.
Uh-huh, me too.
Yeah, that's a good, that's a really good idea. Yeah. And you're an attorney, so I know we won't get into trouble.
No.
She keeps me out of trouble.
Well, I guess.
But that's just plain old nagging.
But I think they're going to have a big party at the museum for the magazine at the Hall of Fame. It'll be during the Hall of Fame inductions, and they're going to sell it in the gift shop up there.
Oh, fun. Yeah, so that's great. Good.
It'll be nice. We'll see what it looks like.
Let me do some commercials, and then I get your...
The host is interrupting us again.
I know it. A week and a half ago, you
She's
were
She's hard to interrupt.
Louisville Life on KET again. Yeah,
that
we
was
were
nice.
Sitting there. We watched... What did we watch? And then Louisville Life comes up. And, you know, I don't live there. And it said, Old Friends. And I said, wait a minute. Lee, don't touch that dial. And there it was. It was.
I think you could probably get a copy of that from Louisville Life. It's only like $10 and
plus shipping and handling. $2.50
for shipping and handling. Yeah, exactly.
Well, Albertus Maximus won the $1 million Breeders' Cup Dirt Mile, 1:33-2. Won the Grade 1 $500,000 Dunn Handicap at Gulfstream. Sprinted a mile in a new track record time to win the Windy Sands Handicap. Won two top allowance races at Hollywood Park. Broke his maiden at Santa Anita. Placed in the Grade 1 Goodwood Stakes, the Grade 2 Swaps Breeders' Cup Stakes, and the Grade 3 Affirmed Handicap. Retired with earnings over $1,328,000. Albertus Maximus is one of two millionaires, sired by Albert the Great, a Grade 1 Stakes winner of more than $3 million. His dam, Chase the Wild Wind, is a Grade 1 producer by 49er, out of a Grade 1 Stakes winner, Race the Wild Wind. The dam also the Group 1 Stakes winner and champion, 3-0 King Charlemagne, Graded Stakes winner, Mashahir, and the Grand Dam of Grade 1 Stakes winner, Here Comes Ben. Very fast horse. Albertus Maximus entered stud this year. Book full. Thank you, breeders. Not too early to book for the 2013 season and ask about the Shadwell Farm Stallions De Hare. Got a nice stakes winner in his first crop, Interdab, Invisor, Jazzle, and Mustanfar. Inquiries to Stallion Manager Ken Barnes and see the website at Shadwell Farm. com. I'll talk about my good friend Ralph Quillen down at Quillen Tack and Leather.
Ralph? And great, yes. Yeah. Ralph is a great Facebook friend. You need to make a friend on Facebook because
Ralph's taking out
everywhere.
An ad in the magazine. The DRF magazine is taking out an ad.
Oh, good.
It's got a picture of Willenda.
Oh, great. Because he ships everywhere. How many thousands of?
Close to 20,000.
How much do they charge for handling?
I don't know.
We'll
how
find
bet
out.
He handle
it? No, I'll bet he knows how to handle it.
Exactly.
I bet he does. We got to find out from him before we go into the handling business.
If
exactly.
It's Ralph, you know, it's going to be
handled very well.
Very well. Beautifully handled by Ralph Quillen of Quillen Leather and Tack in Paris, Kentucky. Proprietor of the great tack shop and the great gift shop. It's really nice in there. You can go in there looking for something different for a birthday or for a kid even, and you find it. Real cute
stuff.
Oh,
yeah. What did you find for Dutcher in there?
Oh, that was funny. It was last Christmas, and they had these little fuzzy kitty houses, right? And you open them up, and they had four little things in there, four little fuzzy things. What were they, Matt?
Santa,
an elf, a reindeer, and a snowman, and you squeeze them, and they play a song.
What did Snowman play now?
Frosty the Snowman.
He played the whole song, and those little critters played. It was great. It was just wonderful. I'm sure he has more.
Mommy and Daddy climbing the wall.
I know. It was, but they've got cute stuff like that. I'll have to get him a new one in case those wore out.
I think Matt buried it.
Is that right? Is that what it was? Well, I'm sure they're still tinkling away wherever they are. Well,
there are probably a couple of them still in Ralph's basement.
Probably. I hope so.
We'll bring them out for next
we'll
Christmas.
We'll talk to Ralph about that next
time.
Yeah.
Well, track halters are $58.95. Black track halters are $62.95. Racetrack shank is $39.95. And a black track shank is $39.95. They're getting very fancy. They also have pink halters for mares. So,
and what are those belts they make down there now?
Oh,
I got it written down.
Two-layered one. Ranger belts.
Ranger belts.
Yeah, they have two layers in the front. Yeah. They layer on a narrower piece of leather where they put the buckle. Yeah. And they're real nice looking. They're very fancy.
Let me tell you how to find it. If you're coming in from Lexington on the Lexington Parish Road, you go straight in toward downtown, and before you get there, of course, it's the third stoplight on your left. Right there, you can't miss it.
It's a little gray house. It's a former house.
Okay, and that
nice parking in the rear.
Quillen Tack and Leather. Well, American Sugar, a 2-year-old filly by Harlan's Holiday, won the $75,000 Prairie Gold Stakes at Prairie Meadows last Saturday. Bred by Farrer's Farm, she easily defeated a field which included 4 2-year-olds that had shipped in from Churchill Downs. American Sugar is one of 6 2012 stakes winners by Harlan's Holiday, and 7 others have placed in stakes, including Carson's Crown, a 2-year-old which is placed in graded stakes, and Ski Holiday, placed in the graded Virginia Oaks, that very same day of American Sugar won the Prairie Gold. Harlan's Holiday are sire's runners, which have won or placed in the Kentucky Derby, the Belmont Stakes, the Cash Call Futurity, the Malibu, the Vosburgh, the La Virgines, the Breeders' Futurity, the Bluegrass, the Alfred G. Vanderbilt, the Alcibiades, all grade one. If you want to compete at the highest level, take a good look at the yearlings by Harlan's Holiday at the sales. A book of merit to him for 2013. For information, call Jerry Duffy or Jenny Barnett at Windstar Farm and see the website at windstarfarm.com. We're going to call Steve Moody in the second hour and get the winners of the Diana and the Jim Dandy. They're running the Jim Dandy today. He picks winners and Michael Blowen picks losers.
Yes. And I hope we have a nice loser.
How'd you do that last week? I missed that race.
My loser lost by too much.
Okay.
He was a real loser.
He's a real loser.
Well, I couldn't understand why. I mean, the horse's whole career, he came from behind. This time they decided to put him on the lead going long.
Oh, what
the
heck? Oh,
they must have listened to this show.
Oh. Said, yeah, we're going to bury this
we'll
one.
Try
now
this.
The price was driven down to 83 to 1. Anyway, there's a really nice race at Saratoga today. Well, a lot of races at Saratoga today, but the horse that I like to lose is in the fifth race, and it's an optional $50,000 claimer. Non-winners at two other than maiden claiming starters are restricted, or which have never won, or which have never won three, which is right up our alley. Never won three. Anyway,
we had horses just never won.
Yeah,
David Jacobson has a horse in this race called named Gallant Fields. He's a Smarty Jones out of a Belong to Me mare, and this horse it's very important. He raced at Saratoga last year and was 2 for 3 in the money, so he likes Saratoga. I think David Jacobson's got him well placed in here. David Cohen gets the mount, and David Cohen's exactly the kind of jockey we want. He's had 19 mounts and no wins. So we know he's not going to win. He's got to lose. This is part of the deal. But he's finished in the money 6 times. So that's what we look for.
David Cohen, a Jewish jockey?
Huh? He's a good jockey, actually. Oh, yeah. And so he's going to be our loser of the week. Play him third and fourth in the exotics and okay. You might cash a ticket. I'll be doing that.
What's his name again?
His name's David Cohen.
No, the horse.
The horse.
Okay. I got you with that Jewish jockey.
Yeah. How do you know he's Jewish? He might have just changed his name because he liked
it. You know, in Ireland, it's Cahan.
Yeah, there you go. Gallant Fields.
Gallant Fields.
What race now? Mm-hmm.
Gallant Fields.
And what number
it's
is he?
It's at Saratoga. He's number six.
Six
and it's
a
6-furlong race in the fifth race at Saratoga. I'm telling you, you can bank on this horse losing.
Okay.
Go to the bank with that piece of information.
Good thing the banks are mostly closed on Saturday.
I can pick my own losers, really. I
mean, really. You got to play to your strengths, you know. You got to know what you're capable of doing. Like, yep. I couldn't train a horse. I couldn't do anything except pet him in retirement, feed him carrots.
There you go.
I found my level of expertise.
That's it.
I wasn't much training myself.
No Peter Principle for you.
I said, honey, we should have fed him carrots and retired him. That's what
we mostly did that too.
You're still doing it.
Still doing it.
Still doing it. Yeah.
Well, it's this is great. We've got a lot of visitors today, so it's going to be a lot of fun.
Oh, good. Mm-hmm. Anything particular visitors? How do you know they sign up? They shine. Oh, good. Yeah.
Well, so at the end of the year, we look at our book. We see how many people we got. You know.
Yeah. And you can figure what time of the year and all that good stuff.
Yes.
Oh, that's mm-hmm. good. Okay. Excellent.
So it should be a lot of fun. Beth and Barbara holding down the fort. I've got to stop at Haggard's. I found out Janet called me and told me I got the wrong stuff. I got to stop there and get it. The stuff that she really needs on the way back. So I made the mistake on the way here, and I'll make up for it on the way back.
Well, that's good.
And then I'll find out. I'm going to keep knocking on Doug's door. I know he's going to be hiding behind the sofa, pretending he's not home.
Take his little IV and hide.
What does Doc like to read, you know?
Huh?
And what does he like to read?
He likes to read horse books. He was reading a book on Chagar, but I borrowed it because I wanted to read it. He wasn't quick enough to grab it.
So. you can always get the jump on those sick guys. Got to be quick.
He's got that drip, you know, and it takes him a while to get around. So anyway, I'll bring that back to him in a couple of days. So he's reading that. I gave him the book on Lou Brissy. I gave him the book on the pitcher, Lou Brissy.
Yeah.
So he likes to read that, I guess. But he loves to watch Westerns. So I've got to bring him some DVDs of some Westerns. I got a whole bunch of them.
I don't think we have any Westerns, do we, Jack?
If you do, he's probably seen them. You got to find some pretty obscure ones.
And Roy Rogers and Gene Autry, I'm sure he didn't. That's not his speed.
Well, Doug always wanted to be a singing cowboy. Maybe when he comes back, we'll ask him to sing a song.
A little singing cowboy.
Yeah.
I know he's got a lot of cowboy in him.
Yeah, he does. Yes, he does. Yeah.
Likes Westerns. Interesting. He can watch Bonanza till the cows come home on TBG. Bonanza and Gunsmoke every day.
Gunsmoke was a pretty good show.
Yeah.
Bonanza, I never could get into. You know.
Me either.
Family Values.
Fake looking.
Well, whatever.
No, there's nothing wrong with the Family Values part, except that they trip over
Fabulous calendar that we come out every year. We come out with a fabulous calendar.
Yeah.
That's available shipping in hand. Anyway, available in October. But anyway, the woman that decides which pictures and which photographs, a woman named Katie Barrett, who's like the Barbara Livingston of the West Coast. She's an amazing equine photographer. And aside from the fact that she's a great, great racing photographer, she played Haas Cartwright's girlfriend on Bonanza.
Is that right? Mm-hmm. I don't remember. I remember Haas had
She's about 6'2".
Yeah, she was big. I remember that one episode.
She flattened Michael Landon and Pernell Roberts in one episode because they insulted her. I think she hit him with a log or something. I don't know what it was. But
I can't remember.
She's
what
great supporter of old friends.
There, the front of the cabin was a fake. It was a rug. It was supposed to be grass, but it was a rug. And they'd trip on it. You'd see the little ripples in it. It drove me.
That's the trouble with high definition TV now. Those special effects are just terrible.
Can I get a word in here?
Yes, sir. Right? I'm leaving, so you'll be happy now.
All right.
I'll see you next week.
All right.
I'm only going to go to Saratoga a week from tomorrow, so next week you'll have me again.
All right. Okay.
Thrills.
Well, last Saturday at Arlington Park, the fifth race, a $40,000 maiden special for 2-year-olds, who won by Floor Money, colt from the first crop by Tears Wonderful. Floor Money, bred by Glencrest Farm, just missed in his first start a maiden special at Arlington on June 9th, learned his lesson well, overcoming a bump at the start to lead all the way, won by 2 1/4 lengths. He's the second winner from Tis Wonderful's first crop. Scamoni, a filly, won her first start in a maiden special at Churchill Downs on June 21. So the Tis Wonderfuls are coming out running, as expected. Tis Wonderful won his first start as a 2-year-old by 12 1/2 lengths in a maiden special at Saratoga. Then he came to Kentucky to win the Grade 3 Iroquois in the Grade 2 Kentucky Jockey Club Stakes. Undefeated at 2, he is the great Tis Now's most precocious son at stud. So let me suggest that you book now for 2013 because his first crop 2-year-olds are showing great promise. In stakes over the weekend, Eden's Moon, a 3-year-old filly by Malibu Moon, won the Grade 2 San Clemente. A Grade 1 stakes win earlier this year, Eden's Moon is a $390,000 graduate of a 2-year-old in training sale. For more information, call Ken Wilkins, Des Dempsey, Sean Fell, and Ed Toffey at Spendthrift Farm, 294-0030, and see the website at spendthriftfarm.com.
The American Produce Record CD-ROM is now in stock at FirstNet.com. The APR is packed with 50 years of North American broodmare production and race records, including statistics for all weather starts. The only product of its kind. The APR includes sales data since 1986, as well as maiden stats on 2 and 3-year-olds of this year. Pedigrees dating back to 1950, the American Produce Records from Bloodstock Research Information Services is a must for industry professionals. Order the APR today at brisnet.com or call 859-223-4444.
Well, the Equine Savings Program is a program you really should get to know. It's easy to use. Saves you big time money up on various and sundry products, including Toro and Exmark of the
the world's finest commercial mowing equipment. You get up to 28% off of Toro and Exmark. And they also, other things, Farm Paint Company. You can go to farmpaint.com. Great paint, farm paint. But a lot of the major farms around here use it, like Judmont and Windstar. A lot of the minor ones use it. We use it.
Like us.
Like yeah. us. We're extremely minor. And anyway, it makes makes our old fences look like new. They've got an organic pest control called Arbico, which features predator flies that dine on those nuisance flies, those face flies we like to get rid of. Commonwealth technology, for your copier, your fax, or your scanner needs. I want to give you some numbers where you can get in touch with Equine Savings. And believe me, they answer the phone 7 days a week, so you can't miss them. The local number, it's a Georgetown number, it's 502-863-6000. Now, toll-free number is 877-905-0004. Or, of course, you can visit them at equinesavings.com. And that's my good friend Steve Anderson. It's a great program. Doesn't cost you anything to join. No coupons, no dues, no hassles. Just real savings on quality products. And they give back to the industry. They donate money to the KTA and TOBA. So one more time, 502-863-6000, 877-905-0004, equinesavings.com.
I got the horse right here, the name is Paul Revere, and here's a guy that says if the weather's clear, can do, can do. This guy says the horse can do.
Oh, if he that son of a gun. Can do. I brought in the racing form with that magazine section of yeah, he walked out of here with it.
Oh, sticky fingers.
If you don't have 15 of them.
Yeah, he's going
to. Like he done him. Magazine section on old friends, and Michael carried it off.
He
oh,
sure
well.
Did.
We've all read it. You read it all, dear?
Not all of it.
Yeah.
Wine.
Yeah, Jay Privday had a real nice article. We got a fly in here pestering me to death.
Fly? About 20.
Yeah. Did you bring a shotgun?
No, but I got my Glock.
Okay. I got my Glock in the glove compartment. Okay.
Yeah, actually in my purse.
Okay. Conceal?
Yeah, there's too many friends of mine that are getting harassed at parking lots around town. That's a pretty spooky thing.
Yeah, it is, isn't
yeah.
it? Yeah.
So just pack
people
them,
come up
honey.
To the just door and...
Yeah, try to get in. Friend of mine, that happened the other day. I mean, and twice. I mean, and then they're going, you know, car to car. You got to have something to, you know, protect yourself.
Well, if they come up on you, they're going to regret it.
I know.
My baby packs. Oh, well. Well, let's see. What are we going to do? Roxanne's supposed to be here any second now, and we'll get her on the air. And I'll brag a little bit about the Thoroughbred Center here. We've had 3 stakes winners this month out of here, which is I think is pretty good. In time to get 3 stakes winners. And it's 3 stakes winners and 45 winners. But Jimmy Cargan, Saddle River, stoked to win the stake, the Firecracker Stakes down in Mountaineer. And Rahi Strada won the Grade 3 $200,000 Arlington Handicap. And Scooter Hughes saddles that one. And then last Saturday, down at Colonial Downs, I'm Bound to Score, who belongs to Troy Rankin. I think Troy bred him, but I know he trains him because he trains right here at the Thoroughbred Center. He owns him. He won the Chenery Stakes down at Colonial Downs. That's a really nice 2-year-old that he's got there.
Oh, okay.
And anyway.
Yeah, good. Okay. I was going to go after the flies with this riding.
With a whip?
Whip. And Ressie found me a good old
fly swatter.
Fly swatter.
Okay.
So I'm on the trail.
Well, June 20, let me try that again. July 21 at Del Mar, Gabriel Charles, a 2-year-old colt in the first crop by Street Hero, won a $70,000 maiden special in his first start. Bred in Kentucky by Doris Tomilo and sold for $160,000 at the OBS April sale, Gabriel Charles was bumped at the break, forced four wide on the turn. To quote the official chart, Gamely prevailed. He is the second first-time starter by Street Hero to win. Street Magic won his debut in a maiden special at Calder. Two others at Place. Any Rowell will do in a maiden special at Churchill, and Simon Ives in a maiden special at Belmont Park, both in their very first starts. The Street Hero, a son of Street Cry, was a top two-year-old himself. Won the Grade 1 Norfolk, placed in the Grade 1 Breeders' Cup Juvenile, Grade 1 Del Mar Fortuity as a two-year-old, and now runners from his first crop are displaying their sire's grit and determination. He stands at Vinery, Kentucky, a full-service facility with locations also in New York and Florida. Inquiries to John Gasper or Grant Williamson, Francis Rillihan or Steve Castanola, and see the website at vinery.com.
When Jackie and I moved to Bourbon County, that was about 25 years ago, we checked around to see where we should go for our insurance needs. The name that kept coming up was the Hopewell Company. So we had a talk with Ted McLean at the Hopewell Company. We've been doing business with him ever since. And believe me, we've been more than satisfied. The Hopewell Company is an independent insurance agency. They don't work for an insurance company. They work for you. And they represent a carefully selected group of financially sound, reputable companies, so they are able to offer the best coverage at the most competitive price. The folks at Hopewell are prepared to provide you with a no-cost, no-obligation review and comparison of your insurance. The Hopewell Company in Paris, established in 1955 by Joe McLean, is a full-service insurance agency. Give them a call, 987-2347. Or better yet, stop by the office at 820 Main Street in Paris. They're nice people, and they do a great job for you.
From the Toyota of Nicholasville studio, this is WLXG Lexington, ESPN, Sports Radio 1300.
Toyota Nicholasville, where price sells cars.
Well, last Saturday, Colonial Downs, Silver Max, a three-year-old Cooper Badge of Silver, won the Grade 2 $600,000 Virginia Derby, and Fiddler's Patriot, a six-year-old son of Proud Citizen, won the $100,000 Willard Straight Stakes at Saratoga. Silver Max has won seven of his eight starts this year, seven in a row. Prior to the Grade 2 Virginia Derby, he has won the Grade 2 American Turf Stakes at Churchill, the Grade 3 Transylvania at Keenan, the Arlington Classic, the Oliver Stakes, and he's earned over $855,000. He's one of six stakes winners, four of them graded stakes winners, and 12 stakes horses from the first two crops by Badge of Silver. Proud Citizens having a fantastic year. He's the sire of 12 2012 stakes winners, five in the last couple of weeks. Five of the 12 have won graded stakes, including second winner of the classic Grade 1 Kentucky Oaks. Both Badge of Silver and Proud Citizen, proven sires of superior graded stakes winners, stand at Mr. and Mrs. Brereton C. Jones Airdrie Stud. See the website at airdriestud.com. Watch for yearlings by the Airdrie Stallions at the major auctions because they are your key to racing profit.
Heading down the highway, happy dear friend, no time. Thinking of my folks and friends, sunny southern sky. This feeling's about the best I ever had, and Lord, I'm fine. I'm heading south with Nashville on my mind. I'm leaving.
Oh, the little Larry. All right. Well, all right, well, we're starting the second hour. Here at the Thoroughbred Center, and I'm waiting for Roxanne to show up, and I'm sure she's lost.
Oh, yeah, she can't find the training center. That's funny.
No, she'll find it. She'll be here. Anyway, in the meantime, I might do a little.
Yeah, what were we talking about before that Joe Palmer wrote something about? Here she comes.
No, okay. Well, then we'll.
Yeah, just.
Sat here and kill a little time. What were we talking about now?
What were we talking about with Michael and Joe Palmer wrote a real funny thing. I don't know. It slipped my mind. Here she comes.
Okay.
Hello.
Hey, we're waiting on you. Oh, did she come by herself or is Norm with her?
No, he's still.
Oh, well, oh well.
Putting stuff in the car or something. I don't know what he's doing.
Is he coming slowly?
Come sit down here.
Sit down, Roxanne. How are you?
Good to see you all.
Good to see you.
Hi. It's been a while.
I know it.
This is Ressie. This is Roxanne.
Nice to meet you.
Martin Unfauer.
But once an hour.
I think I get it right.
You do pretty good.
Yeah, so it's get close to that
about
microphone.
This far from it.
Hey, here he comes.
I'll let him sit here. That's where he sat last week.
Yeah, before. Right. Same pew. How you doing?
Great.
I haven't seen you.
You look great.
Thank you.
Yeah, like your shirt, too. Blue and white stripe. Very, very spiffy summer looking.
Well, Roxy was always a spiffy dresser.
Oh, thank you.
As well as I can remember.
Thank you.
Going back. You know, let me see if I'm right. But was your dad from Michigan?
Minnesota.
Well, I knew he was up there east somewhere.
Yeah, Minnesota. Yeah. We started with Lee. Right here, right next door at Leatherwood. Remember when?
With Lee Eden when he had Leatherwood.
Yep. Right. In the late 50s.
That he took that job because he had signed on with Main Change. Do you remember that? As a broodmare manager.
Yep.
Got married, went on honeymoon, came back and was fired.
Yep. Yep. She was difficult to deal with.
Woo! You know.
Miss Arden.
They say there's a special... It's kind of crowded division in heaven for people to train for.
Yeah. Didn't she want the shoes off the horses every night? She said, "What, do you wear your shoes to bed every night?"
Oh,
she
I don't
called somebody. That was a tale. I don't know if it's true or not.
I know she was always putting that foo-foo she put out on them. You know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, everything she put on the market, I think she tried on the horses first.
Well, I imagine Norm tried that a lot, too, didn't you? Didn't Norm?
Yeah, we'd try anything.
Yeah.
Let me ask him something first. Have you seen Doc since he got home?
No, but I've talked to him every day.
And get a little closer to that microphone.
I've been wanting to go see him, but he's been covered up with so many visitors, I just didn't want to wear him out and stress him too much. But I may go try to see him today.
Yeah.
And definitely tomorrow.
Yeah.
He's doing a lot better.
Yeah.
I think they've got a better hand. They finally figured out.
Well, I sure hope so.
Yeah.
We're talking about Dr. Byers, and we miss him right here.
Boy, you know, I do.
Hi, Dr. Byers. I'm sure you're listening. Glad you're feeling better. Glad you finally got a smart doctor for a change.
Well, let me ask. Give me get back with you, Roxanne. You all been interested in horses all your life, I know. But was your dad interested in horses?
Yeah, Dad got a pony when he was a kid. He had to have surgery. He had pneumonia back in. He was born in 1911.
Mm-hmm.
And he had to have surgery. They drained a lung to get him over the pneumonia, and his father gave him an incentive. He said, "If you survive this operation, I'll get you a pony."
Mm-hmm.
So he got his pony, and he was never without a horse after that. He
Is
was
that
about
right?
10. And so we bought the farm in Minnesota. And
what was
in Minneapolis?
Minneapolis.
Right near Minneapolis.
Yeah.
And then he got in. He always wanted racehorses. So he bought three mares from Dr. Birch in Shelbyville. I don't know if you remember him or not.
I don't remember.
Way long. Well, that was in the late 50s.
Okay.
And then, of course, then we
I was around.
I know. So was I. So then we raced him for a while, and then we brought him down to Lee to start breeding him. And then he and Lee would claim mares. He and Rick Waldman's dad.
Uh-huh.
Was another partner. And
Red Bull Stable.
Mr. Lyons.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. And Lee said he started wanting a farm because you couldn't take thoroughbreds back to Minnesota. You'd turn them out at night and they'd look like waffle irons in the morning where the mosquitoes had eaten them up all night long, and it was too hot to put them out in the sun during the summer, and it was too cold in the winter.
But you know, there are farms up there now.
I know. They're tougher than we were.
Okay.
They're made of tougher stuff than what we were made of.
Yeah.
So we came down here and took them 3 years. That's why when Dr. McGee was pelping mares at Darby Dan and then went to see Lee the next stop and said, you know what, that Darby, you know how they talk. You know how veterinarians, they
Most of it I can't understand.
If you want to spread news, tell a veterinarian.
Oh, is that right?
Veterinarian or a van driver. That's the best way to spread news around. But anyway, so he told Lee, and Lee called my dad because they'd been looking for 3 years for a farm, and that was in 1961.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to ask you how old you were when you came down here, but your dad was an artist. Is that how he?
Yes. Yes, he was an artist, and the farm that we bought in Minnesota happened to be on a pile of gravel, so that was what bought the farm here in Kentucky.
Yeah, you bought you bought part of old Darby Dan.
We did. Yeah, it was Darby Dan number one.
Yeah. Norm told me that.
We still have it. That's the we've been in business 51 years and foaled and raised for Paul Little.
Oh, my goodness.
Wild again.
Oh, did
Wild Jones' daddy. So.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know then that Paul was right. You were located on what used to be Valley Road. They've changed it now. Valley Road and Old Frankfort.
Yep.
And Paul had a farm
on
Valley Road and Old Frankfort.
Yep. We were catty corner across the street.
Yeah.
And he called me up one day and he said, because I would do, he came one day and I was washing my jumper that I used to show horses. Mm-hmm. And he sat in the car the longest time and he got out. And if you remember Paul, he would go, he'd think a lot before he talked, but he also, he'd go.
Especially about money.
He'd go, before he'd say anything.
Yeah.
He knew he was getting ready to just keep your mouth shut and hear what he had to say. And he said, do you want to make money doing that? And I said, doing what? He said, taking care of that horse like you just did. And I said, what do you mean? And he said, over at the yearling sales. He said, you know those little short mini skirts that you wear? This was in the late 60s. He said, I've got a real crooked-legged filly. And he said, if you
they won't be looking at anybody but yours.
So that's how I started over there. I was one of the first girls over there that showed horses
at
the yearling sales in a mini skirt.
Did you?
Brave, wasn't she?
Huh?
Brave, wasn't she?
And we sold that filly real well, as I remember.
Did you?
Yeah.
I've had people this morning ask who was on the show, and they both said, say hello to you. David Puckett said he used to work for you.
Yes, he did.
He gallops out here all the time now. And who was the other one? Somebody else. And
Kirvin Smith
used to work. Here.
He's still here. He used to work on the farm, he and his wife, Ellen. And they used to, Ellen would take care of the horses at the farm, and Kirvin and I would go to the racetrack.
Mm-hmm. Kevin's been with Ash and all forever.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Computer whiz, I understand it.
Very smart kid.
Yeah.
Yep. She's a very smart lady.
She's got to be gamer in Dick Tracy being married to Kirvin all these years, too.
Yeah.
Kirvin's a character.
Yeah. They are. They are. They're like
funny
family.
Funny guy. Yeah. I had a horse test positive for tobacco.
You're kidding.
Yeah, for nicotine once. And of course, you know, I the horse had picked up a cut of tobacco down at Turfway, you know. And anyway, and I was complaining about it, and Kirvin says, how'd he run? I said, well, he won. And he says, well, how much did you give him? You know? The hell, I didn't even know he smoked. You know? I got to take a little break. I'll get right back to you, Roxanne. Hey, we're skipping around. We've gone about four generations here. Well, last Saturday, Delaware, the $100,000 Sussex Stakes was won by Global Power, a 4-year-old Cobra Pulpit. Then on Sunday, Summerfront, a 3-year-old Cobra Warfront, won Saratoga's $100,000 Duluth Stakes. Bred by Hidden Creek Farm and sold as a yearling for $230,000. Global Power is one of seven 2012 stakes winners by Pulpit. Six of the seven have won graded stakes. Pulpit has sired 62 stakes winners, 33 have won graded stakes, including 9 grade one winners. Warfront is also represented by seven 2012 stakes winners. 3 of them are graded stakes winners. Summerfront went into the Duluth Stakes off a victory in the grade 3 Hill Prince at Belmont. Won all 3 of his starts at 2, including stakes at Aqueduct and Gulfstream. Bred by Gracefield Breeding, he's a $475,000 graduate of Keenan's April Triolan and training sale. Both Pulpit and Warfront are nationally ranked. Both stand at Claiborne Farm. For more information about the Claiborne Stallions, get in touch with Bernie Sams and see the website at claibornefarm.com.
Here are two names to remember in the horse business, the Clay Ward Agency and Indian Creek. The Clay Ward Agency, founded in 1931 by James Clay Ward, has been providing the finest in equine insurance for some 80 years. Success was based on hard work, dedication, attention to detail, great service, and a thorough knowledge of the horse business. Quality still carried on today. Whatever your insurance needs, if it pertains to the thoroughbred, the professionals at the Clay Ward Agency are positioned to supply the best coverage at the best price available. Give Shaq Parrish, Bruce Isaacs, or John Hess a call, 987-1861, or stop by the office at 1102 Main Street in Paris. Ask about the services available also at Indian Creek, where many of the major stakes winners, both here and abroad, first saw the light of day. Indian Creek has raised, boarded, and sold many of the world's finest thoroughbreds, and the Clay Ward Agency has insured many of the world's finest thoroughbreds. Indian Creek and the Clay Ward Agency, that's a winning combination.
close.
Well, July 22 at Woodbine, the grade 3, $150,000 Ontario Matron Stakes was won by Stars to Shine, a five-year-old mare by Taylor the Cat. Stars to Shine won the $100,000 Trillium Stakes in her previous start. She won Woodbine's Belle Mahone Stakes last year, and she's earned nearly $389,000. She's one of 82 stakes winners, 34 graded stakes winners by Taylor the Cat, a list that includes 8 grade 1 stakes winners, among them 3 times Eclipse Award winner Gio Ponte. Taylor the Cat's one of 5 Coolmore Stallions, ranked among the top 25 on the 2012 General Sire list. Among the 5, number 1 ranked Giant's Causeway. He is also the number 1 sire of 2012 stakes winners with 14. And the nation's leading second crop sire, Scad Daddy. You can find yearlings by Giant's Causeway, Scad Daddy, and Taylor the Cat in the Saratoga sale. There's also a filly by champion, Henry the Navigator. Henry the Navigator is the sire of 4 2-year-old winners already in his first crop to race, and 2 have placed in stakes. Christopher Colombo in the Group 2 Railway and the Group 3 Coventry, and Infanta Bronca in the listed Maple Marble Hill Stakes. So watch for yearlings by stallions by staying in Coolmore's Ashford Stud at the major auctions. Leading sires, potential leading sires only at Coolmore. Roxanne, you used to train.
Yep.
Who were you training for?
I started training for my dad for horses that we couldn't sell.
Yeah.
At the sale or bought back, you know, for whatever reason. And so I started that way, and then before you know it, I was training for the Scotts. Remember Alice and Dan Scott?
Oh, good Lord. Yes, I loved it.
Yeah.
Alice was more fun.
She was.
I trained. She sent me a horse, a little chestnut horse. Great Fate was his name. And I didn't like to train for other people because I just didn't like to. But anyway, she asked me if I would take this little horse, and he was cheap. Anyway, they unloaded him, brought him in. He had a pair of lovely matched quarter cracks. And this was in like November. And I said, Alice, I says, he's cheap to begin with, you know. He's been running for $3,500, $4,000. And I says, he's got these quarter cracks. He says, well, it's going to cost you a fortune to get him there. She says, I don't care. I want to win one race with him. Well, it took me forever. I finally got him where I could run him with bar shoes. Ran him a couple of times. He didn't beat anything. And I finally got those quarter cracks where you could deal with them, you know, and got regular shoes on him. We caught a sloppy track down at River Downs one day, and he paid $126.
Wow.
I didn't bet a nickel on him. Nor would I have given her a nickel for him.
Yeah.
I told Alice, take old Great Fate home, will you? Because he's completed what you want. But go ahead. Yeah. Alice was wonderful.
Yeah. Lovely, lovely people. And for running meet, for Catesby, Clay.
Oh, did you know?
And Paul Little. And
how was Paul to train for?
Paul was great. You know, he was one of my mentors. Mm-hmm. And he was an incredible mind.
Yeah.
He was sharp. Really sharp, sharp guy.
Yeah.
And I learned a lot from him. Yeah. Really did.
Now, was Keller alive when you and his brother?
Yeah, for a while.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when you trained for him?
Yep.
Yeah. Now, they owned Road. Didn't he have?
He had Native Guide, that mare, Native Guide. I had a
Airman's Guide.
Airman's Guide, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. And
by one count, I believe she was.
Yeah. But he called me up and he said, I've got this mare that's got an Ice Capade in her. And he said, all I want is the Ice Capade foal. He said, I'm going to give you the mare after you wean her. Mm-hmm. And he said, and I'll pay you a day rate. And that was big because he'd given me old mares before. So that wasn't anything new. But to pay me a day rate, you know, that was big news. You know, I would have worked for nothing. I loved it so much.
Yeah.
You know, that the money was like always, oh yeah.
Yeah.
But he gave me Bushel and Peck, and I sent Wild Again home to him as a weanling. He said, I just don't have anybody over here that I trust to foal it.
Is that right?
To foal that mare. Yeah. So
you foaled her?
She foaled herself. We had her I'd been sleeping in the barn with her, and one one day at noon, I turned her out, and I went to lunch at the house, and I was eating my sandwich, and Taylor Maid was leasing the back barn. The Taylor boys, uh-huh. Mr. Taylor, talked to my mom about, and Bill Rude was doing their work for him.
Mm-hmm.
And Dr. Rude and my mom, he used to stop when he'd do our work. He'd stop and see mom and let her know she ran the book. So he let her know what he'd done. And he said they put this deal together to get the Taylor boys leasing our back barn. So he was back there pelping mares with the Taylor boys, and we all ran to her. And by the time we got to her, she'd popped him out, and he jumped up in about 15 minutes,
mm-hmm.
and that was wild again.
That was wild again. Ah, goodness. Well, congratulations, pulling a Breeders' Cup Classic winner.
Yeah, first one.
The first one. Wow, that had to be great. Now, Paul, what was the Derby horse that he was involved with? It was an Illinois bred, and they were going around about. I think he sold him as a yearling or something.
Oh, yeah, that was Dust Commander. And you got him at Gainesway.
That's right. We had Dust Commander there.
Yeah.
And we tried to get Wild again, but we just couldn't quite get the...
Yeah, and Howard Zucker, who trains for us in California, he took care of him. Were they in the same barn out in California or
Dust
whatever?
Dust Commander was
so,
in Illinois.
No, this is Wild Again.
Back to Wild Again.
Yeah, Dust Commander, he bought that mare in foal. Well, that was the deal. Did he buy the mare in foal, or had she foaled by the time he bought her?
Yeah. So. Yeah.
They were saying that he bought the mare and foal. He said that
he foaled
her.
Yeah.
So
I remember there was a controversy about it. Yeah, you know Don Combs trains out here.
Yeah,
yeah.
How is Don?
Don just had his one knee replaced, and he was up here just on the clocker stand the other day, and it was going pretty good. He's got the other knee to be replaced yet, so he'd be going even, you know. I'd be limping on. Of course, he'd been going even before. He was limping on both of them.
Yeah.
But,
that's what I should do. Say hi. Say hello to all my friends in case I don't mention everybody. But this business is
the people out here.
This business has been very, very good to me.
Yeah. Did you ever work for? Somebody said you worked for Herb Stevens for a while.
I helped. I helped. He was a mentor too. You know, it took me 3 years to get him to ever say hello to me because he didn't think I needed to be on the racetrack.
Uh-huh.
Again, there weren't too many girls at the time I started galloping horses for Buddy Steele. We had horses with him, and in those days you couldn't saddle him fast enough and bring him to me. I wanted to ride everything with four legs. You know that's what I wanted to do, and so Dad wouldn't let me. I was not allowed in the barns till I graduated from college, I guess it was.
Yeah. Where'd you go to UK?
No, I went to Transylvania.
Oh, you went to Transy. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know they had any horse courses out there.
They didn't, but you see, I could get all my classes in the morning, and then I was free to go to the farm and ride in the afternoon or to the races. So that's how I worked it.
Another horse nut.
Another horse nut. The horse come first.
Yeah. Well, probably you too. Yeah. Yeah.
And then another man that was like a father to me was Mr. Forsyth, who I trained for 20 some years.
Now, is that the actor you're
yes.
talking about? John Forsyth.
Mm-hmm.
Charlie's Angel's voice, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Father knows best.
He passed away.
Blake Carrington on Dynasty. Yeah, it was.
He did pass away?
Yes.
Not long ago.
April the 1st of. I think it's been 2 years now. I think this April the 1st was 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was.
How'd you get connected with him then?
I was living in California and going to the races every day, and he had a he stood behind. He and some of his friends would always stand behind. He was president or vice president, I guess it was, of Hollywood Park, and he would stand behind my box. So I got to know him. From the racetrack then Colonel Davis, the Davises across the street from us, they had Bluegrass Heights Farm,
mm-hmm.
and I was working at the Breeders' Cup and had a colt that I was of my dad's that I was breaking at the time, and Colonel said, he said I've got a couple of horses over here that I need you to get on, mm-hmm. he said if you had your horse over here and Colonel's like a brother to me. You know, we were raised together.
Yeah.
He and his sister and my brother and I. And he said, how many horses could you get on during your lunch hour? Because I was I was at Breeders' Cup, you know, so I would take change of clothes and on my lunch hour and go. And I managed to get on three.
Is that right?
Yeah. One of those, so I started breaking horses for Mr. Forsythe because they had his mares.
Yeah.
And we'd send him to California for Jack Bamberg to train. He had Targa, good mare Targa.
Yeah.
And Mademoiselle Babette was out of her. And I would send most of them to Mr. Bamberg to race in California. And we had one colt one time, and he said, what do you think about him? And I said, I've sent a lot of nice horses that don't end up making the races until they're four, if at all. I said, this colt has got a lot of problems that he'll never make it in California. He said, well, what do you want to do? And I said, I was in barn A or B at Keeneland, and I said, I think we need to take him over there to barn B, and if he gets good enough, then we can send him to California. He said, sounds good to me, and that's how I started training for him.
Ah, yeah.
But I've been breaking your babies for him prior to that.
Were you around when Horace Davis was alive?
Yes.
Dr. Davis?
Yeah.
Nice man.
Yeah, very nice man. And after Lee, when Lee bought his own farm, he finally got tired of running up and down the road between Leatherwood and Highcroft and bought his own farm. Then Dr. Davis leased the farm from us for a while. And then after that, Colonel leased the part of the farm from us. And,
well, how many acres do you have out there?
120.
Uh-huh. You all live on a net, right?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah, we live. Just stay on it every day, just about. Hate to go out the front gates. I just soon stay right there.
I know the feeling.
It's really a lot of fun. And, get up every morning, there's always something to do. But if I never had to go out the front gates, I'd be happy as I could be.
Yeah. Let me ask you now. Let me take a break here and I'll get right back. Let's see. Whoops, I'm losing everything. My earphone's falling off. See, where in the hell am I here? Okay. Well, Royal Delta added the Grade 2 Delaware Handicap to her list of accomplishments last Saturday. She's now earned over $2,263,000. Royal Delta is a daughter of Empire Maker. Empire Maker and the Young First Defense are closely related. Empire Maker is bound bridle. First Defense is Bound Bridle Song, Bound Bridle. And Empire Maker is a half-brother to Honest Lady, the dam of First Defense. Honest Lady by Seattle Slough won Grade 1 stakes and earned more than $894,000. Grade 1 winner Empire Maker, Grade 1 winner Honest Lady, Grade 1 stakes winner Chester House, Grade 1 stakes winner Chisling, and Grade 2 stakes winner DeCarchi. They're all out of the Grade 1 stakes winner in Broodmare of the Year, Toussaint. True to tradition, First Defense also won Grade 1 stakes, and he stands at Judmont Farm, whom also the Grade 1 stakes winner and Grade 1 sire Mizzen Mass. The sire of 5 2012 stakes winners and the son of leading sire Cozine. Mizzen Mass has sired 3 Grade 1 stakes winners and graded stakes winners from coast to coast in the USA and also in Europe and in Japan. Inquiries to Garrett O'Rourke or Aaron Fry and see the website at judmont.com. Well, in racing last weekend, the Dashing Beauty Stakes at Delaware was won by Dustin Diamond, the filly raised at Three Chimneys Farm for Padua Stables. The division of Oceanhide Stakes at Del Mar went to Midnight Crooner, bred by Arnold Zetcher and raised at Winter Quarter Farm. And Numb Lips, that's a terrible name, bred by Wertheimer and Freer and raised at Haggard Farm, won the Primal Stakes at Calder, Three Chimneys Farm, Winter Quarter Farm and Haggard Farm are valued customers of Macaulay Brothers. Congratulations to all. Macaulay Brothers was the first feed mill in the nation to produce products exclusively for the horse, and they've been doing so for decades. Their uncompromising insistence in the very finest ingredients, processed under the most stringent of quality control standards, is the rule, not the exception. Give Mike Warren or David Longmire a call at 873-3333. See how they can help you improve your feed program. Stop by the office at 111 Broadway in Versailles. Macaulay Brothers, it's all about the horse.
Macaulay Brothers feeds our horses.
And Macaulay Brothers feeds Roxanne and Norm's horses, too. Well, that's great. Hey, there's a free plug right there.
I love their products.
They're great.
They really are. Yeah.
They're really good people.
Huh? They're nice people. Yeah. Get back to the industry.
They really work with you.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, I like them.
Amy Parker comes and weighs everybody once a month for us.
Mm-hmm. Can't you get Mike down there to do that?
Mike comes sometimes.
Yeah.
Mike and I work together at Breeders' Cup, you know.
Oh, I got to get back to you. Let me take care of Fitzgerald.
Sorry.
Got to take care of this Irishman down there on 460.
Better do that.
All right. That's Jim Fitzgerald down at Knott Griffin Farm. He's got two farms, incidentally, one on 460 and one on, what's the Cynthiana Road, Jackie?
27.
I don't know. I never look at those signs.
But
anyway, it's right across the creek. You cross the creek there and going into
Harrison County,
and it's right there on the right. The farms are just 10 minutes apart, as a matter of fact. And Jim's been around forever. He's almost as old as I am. No, he's not really. Hell, nobody's as old as I am. I've outlived everybody, I think. But he came up under the best. He came up under Lee Eaton, is by the way. Roxanne, Michael Osmond, and John Williams over at Spencer Farm.
Yes.
And learned his lessons well, and he's got a great operation down there for boarding and sales prep, sales, rehab. You know, just he's got quality help, and he can just give you some good, sound, common sense advice if you're in the horse business and you're not too happy, or if you're thinking about getting into the horse business. Well, he's somebody you can talk to and trust. That's Jim Fitzgerald at Knott Griffin Farm over in Bourbon County, neighbor of mine, 987-8032.
Run, old Molly, run, run, old Molly.
I was going to ask you something, Roxanne. I forget what it is. Oh, you say Macaulay Brothers is one of yours. How long have they been with you?
Well,
I know Lee Eden was
probably 13 years, maybe 15 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know Lee had was instrumental in them switching over.
That's right. So I guess it's been 50 years.
I'd say it's probably 50.
It's probably 50.
Well, you came up under some pretty good horsemen because Lee is one of the best.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Perfectionist.
New feet.
Yeah. Yeah. He was.
He knew everything. He'd walk those mares. I can remember. You know, I was 12. I think when we first got, I'm dating myself, but anyway, when we come down and we'd spend summers, and I was attached at the hip to him. If he tried to get rid of me, I'd find him, but he'd walk through his mares twice a day, mm-hmm. and just, I tried to learn as much from him as I could. Besides being a very honest and man and wonderful integrity and just a nice person to be around.
Yeah.
He was a genius.
Yeah.
He really was, and he was a great horseman, and he loved a horse. And
came up with show horses. Started
in Bluefield, West Virginia, riding saddlebreds.
Oh, did they? Is that right? I didn't know he used to ride them. When he connected a good friend of Arch Graham's, you remember Arch?
Yeah, vaguely. Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah. Yep.
Arch bred Alatab.
Oh, did he? Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And he had a client called Teddy Cole, Mrs. Theodore Cole. I don't know if you remember her or not, but she started with Lee, and she would race her own horses. She'd take him back mm-hmm. to California, and Teddy then became really good friends with my parents, as she and my father shared the same birthday.
Oh, is that right?
And she raised a lot of good horses, Dinah White and Dinah Knight and those horses.
Yeah.
Called me up. We'd been over to her. She bought a little farm here in Kentucky finally, right at the end of her life. She had lymphoma when she was in her 80s. She was a darling little lady. She would go to the races with her gloves and her purse and her shoes all matched and her hat. And she always dressed up when she went to the races. Those were the good old days, you know. But darling little lady. And she called me up and she said, I've got this mare who's really, really mean. And she said, I'm afraid to turn her out on my farm. So she said, would you help me sell her? And I said, I'd love to, Teddy. What do you want for? And she said, I want you to figure that out. And she said, I said, well, you know, I said, I'm attached to you and that family because I raised we raised Dinah Knight for.
Mm-hmm.
And Lee told me, he said, Tender Knight, who is her dam, is dying to throw a good racehorse.
Mm-hmm.
And Dinah Knight beat Bold and Determined the year Bold and Determined
wow.
was champion, a nose in the La Brea Stakes.
Oh, wow.
In California.
Yeah.
So this one mare that she was talking about was a half sister, or no, she was, Dinah Knight was her second dam.
Mm-hmm.
And I told her I was attached to the family and attached to her, and I knew about the lymphoma. And she said, well, if you want her, whatever you think she's worth, I'll take half from you.
Oh, my goodness.
So, and she's the dam.
Wouldn't you tell her $50?
Yeah. I think she was. She didn't. That was right before Christmas, and she did not. She died in about the middle of January, and she did not cash that check for Dinah's Dynamo until Friday before she died on a Monday. I think she was trying to figure out a way to give her to me, but I'm glad she didn't, because her estate came looking for the check. They said, did you pay for that mare? And they didn't know until they got the statements in that she'd cashed that check.
Uh-huh.
So anyway, it was a fair deal.
Yeah.
But her first foal was the Prince Will I Am, who was a grade one, yeah. our first grade one stakes winner that Norm and I bred.
Yeah. And Lee told you she was dying to have a
good horse. Dying to have a good horse.
Yeah. Way back.
Did you know Lee very
well? No, not very well. Yeah. I met him, but didn't, not as much as, you know, Rock spent so much time with
That's
him.
Nice.
I would meet him.
Lovely person.
Yeah.
Great man.
Yeah.
Yeah. He passed away about 2 years ago, I believe.
Yeah.
Yes.
And we lived his last few years down in Florida.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of the good ones are gone. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a different game than it was years ago.
Yeah, it is. It's still fun. I enjoy it out here. This place is really, since Keeneland took over, is really, it's changed in the last, you know. I think it was 2002 that they bought it, or 2001, maybe two.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a, you know, some big name trainers out here. You'd be surprised out here now. I mean, Christopher Clement.
Great track, man.
Yeah. And the track is great.
Perfect.
Yeah. The track is great.
Are you trying to talk me into training again?
Sure.
I've got an old 16-year-old gilding I'd be glad to give you if you want to.
It's okay.
We've got two or three of those around.
You know, we still break babies at the farm.
Oh, do
we break
you?
A handful of babies, and we've had since 05. Now the three-year-old crop, we don't have a graded stakes winner, but since 05, we've had a graded stakes winner every year that has come off the farm.
Okay, so people still standing your horses to break. You all breeding any
yes.
of your own now?
Yes.
Oh, you are?
Yes.
Oh, well, tell me about that. What you got?
Well, we've got clients as well. Mr. John Harris from California, mm-hmm. and Mr. Don Bell Prado and Arnold Grether, and so we've got a lot of clients as well. Dr. DeBosey,
uh-huh.
Catman Blues owner.
Yeah.
5D Stable, their clients as well. And so, Catman Blue, we...
Do you norm, do you all breed to race or to sell?
Breed to race.
You breed to race?
Yeah, I do.
You do? What do you do?
Well,
what do you
we should be breeding to sell.
Yeah.
But we've got some very good partners in California that... that help us do both, actually.
Uh-huh.
So we do both.
Okay. Sell
and it's
training.
Fair. Well, no, we take them to the sale. We'll take them to the sale, and if the partners will decide how much they think they're worth, which is great because it gives us somebody that's interested,
mm-hmm.
and that wanting to buy. So that helps us make our reserve, and then if they go over the reserve.
Where do you sell?
At Fasig Tipton.
At Fasig Tipton?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Not Keeneland. Okay, Fasig Tipton.
Mostly Fasig Tipton, yeah. We're going to...
July sale?
We have sold in the July sale, but I love that October sale.
I love it too.
Yeah, it's a great. It's
some
a great
of them get out of my price range.
Well, I'd rather be a big fish in a little. And I'd rather be a big fish in a big in a little pond than a. Than a guppy.
If I'm out there, I'm looking for little fish.
Looking for the little fish.
Yeah, I'm looking for the little bitty fish.
I might be able to help you out there.
Okay. Who do you breed to?
Well, from Hillendale, we breed to Indigo Shiner.
Okay.
We do have a couple that are going to sell, and one of Mr. Gruther's is going to sell in the September sale, and we've got one in the September sale as well. So.
You got to go, Jackie?
Yeah, the computer. Dish guy's coming.
No.
Okay.
Great to see you.
Great to see you.
Yes, come back.
I will.
Bidding my wife goodbye. Hanging me out to dry is what she's doing. All righty. Well, listen, I'll let you all go because it's been, gee whiz, it's good to see you again.
It's great to see you.
It's been, you're still pretty.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
How did you end up with this guy?
I'm just blessed.
Oh, are you? What about that? Look at him. He's getting all red in the face.
Got lucky there.
Yeah, lucky. Well, as long as you're happy, yeah. I was going to ask. You all own the building that used to be where the Black Tulip.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's now called the Grey Goose.
The Grey Goose. You know, I haven't eaten down there.
Keith Clark owns, you know, both Grey Gooses. In fact, he owned the name Grey Goose before the vodka came to being.
Oh, is that right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes.
The one in Jefferson Street.
Owned
that. Yeah. Was that his first one?
Yes.
Okay.
Actually, he started Cheapside Bar and Grill years ago.
Is that
he
right?
He was involved in that. He's a man of many talents.
Cheapside and Short. That is, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, I know where that is. I've never been in there. That's a little too young for me.
Yeah.
You know, I hang out at the Jot'em Down store.
Yeah, the Jot'em Down.
So did he.
I mean, many a meal in the Jot'em Down store.
You can get a hell of a cheeseburger in the Jot'em Down store, can't you?
It's a good spot.
Yeah, well, you know, the Terrell family's owned that since back in the early 30s, and Robbie Terrell owns it and operates it now.
Yeah, when I was at Gainesway, we used to run down there and grab something to eat and get back, you know, because it was close.
Yeah.
Great food. A lot of good company.
Oh, yeah. You go in there, you always see somebody.
Yep.
Paul Thorpe's in there about every day.
Yeah. They got his name on one of the chairs, I think.
I believe they do, yeah. I grew up right there, you know, right across the road on Dixiana.
Yes.
And so I kind of grew up at the Jot'em Down store. I had my first ice cream cone in the Jot'em Down store.
Is that right?
Absolutely. Back it used to be, when it first started out, a little general store. You know, you go in there and buy your bib overalls and your red ball galoshes.
Yeah.
And, you know, you could buy just about anything in there. Denim shirts.
Well, they're still in business.
Well, now it's all sandwiches, you know.
And, yeah.
You can buy a can of dog food or something like that in there if in an emergency. But I don't think he carries bread anymore.
Is that right?
Except what he puts in his sandwiches. But it's good. Roxanne, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for having us.
Well, it's fun. It was fun talking to Norm last week. Been fun talking. Y'all come back.
We will.
Anytime.
We will.
Good to see you.
Good to see you.
And I just want to say hi to all my friends.
Well,
past, present, and future that I haven't seen in a long time, and those that I see every day. But,
well, let her off that farm every now and then. What the hell is this?
I got to keep her in the harness.
All right.
I get away.
All right.
But okay. those, you know, you lose people.
You know,
but hi to everybody. That
good.
That
I don't know how many of them are listening.
And
but
best of luck. Best of well, whoever.
Yeah, right.
Best of luck to them.
As I like to say, it made somebody come in here and say, I listen to your show all the time. I said, well, you just double my audience, you know. So,
now, my blacksmith's listening right now, Ronnie Martin. They're at the farm working on mares and trimming and chewing. And he listens to you because he caught Norm the other day. He called me up. He said, I'm listening to Norm on the radio. Are you there too? So,
how did he sound to you?
Good.
Good.
Yeah,
I thought
it
was
very
did
good. They did a great job, he and Mike.
Yeah, I thought they did too.
Mike Cavey's a great guy. I tell you what, we have a lot of fun together.
Yeah.
Mike and I.
Well, I've never met either one of you. I don't know how that happened, as long as we've all been around.
He stayed in the breeding shed. all those years.
Yeah.
Well, if it hadn't been for a birthday party, I'd have never met him.
Is that right?
Yeah. I've been to the breeding shed, but
whose birthday?
Ben Baker.
The late Ben Baker, Dr. Baker.
Okay.
That's a whole nother. That's a whole nother story.
Gotta run.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
All right. Well, Albertus Maximus won the $1 million Breeders' Cup Dirt Mile and won 33-2. Won the Grade 1 $500,000 Don Handicap at Gulfstream. Sprinted a mile in new track record time to win the Windy Sands Handicap. Won two top allowance races at Hollywood Park. Broke his maiden at Santa Anita. Placed in the Grade 1 Goodwood Stakes, the Grade 2 Swaps Breeders' Cup Stakes, and the Grade 3 Affirmed. He retired with earnings of $1,328,230. Albertus Maximus is one of two millionaires, sired by Albert the Great, a Grade 1 stakes winner more than $3 million. His dam, Chase the Wild Dream, is a Grade 1 producer by 49er. Out of a Grade 1 stakes winner, Race the Wild Wind, the dam of Group 1 stakes winner and champion, 3-year-old King Charlemagne, graded stakes winner, a Meshaneer, and the Grand Dam of Grade 1 stakes winner, Here Comes Ben. Albertus Maximus entered stud this year. Book full. Thank you, breeders. Not too early to book for 2013. Also standing at Shadwell are DeHare, Intadob, Invisor, Jazzle, and Mustenfar. Inquiries to Stallion Manager Ken Barnes and see the website at shadwellfarm.com. First year sire at the recent July sales at Phasic Tipton, Kentucky. Four were offered, all four sold, and average $141,250. The high was $200,000, the low was $90,000. That was the second best average of the entire sale, bettered only by the nationally ranked Malibu Moon. There are five first crop yearlings by Colonel John, cataloged for the August 6 and 7 Saratoga Select sale. The key word here is select. Colonel John is siring superior individuals. They look and act like runners. Colonel John was a brilliant performer, multiple Grade 1 stakes winner of over $1,779,000. And he's by the big horse sire, Tisnow, one of three stallions standing at Windstar Farm, ranked among the top 10, actually among the top 8, on the 2012 General Sire list. There are also five youngsters in the sale by Tisnow, and the Windstar stallions Artie Shiller, Distorted Humor, Harlan's Holiday, and Spitestown, also well represented. For more information about the Windstar stallions, get in touch with Jerry Duffy or Jenny Barnett at 873-1717 and check the website at windstarfarm.com. They were good energy. She was good energy.
I got the horse.
All righty. I believe I have Mr. Steve Moody with me today. And Steve, how are you this morning?
Doing all right, Ursula.
All righty. Got two stakes up at the spa today, and want to look at the Diana first. Do you got time to do them both?
Yeah, we can do that.
All righty.
The 11 race card at Saratoga today. Last I checked, they were saying the track was good, although they are expecting rain today. It's in the forecast, possibly heavy at times. So my assumption is that the Diana will stay on the turf no matter what, unless there's just a complete deluge. We have a field of six. Going in the Diana Stakes, a Grade 1, a mile and an eighth on the turf for fillies and mares, three and up. And really, it's tough to throw anybody out. I don't think you'd be really shocked any of the six could win. Tappet's Fly, the one horse, of course, people around here are familiar with. She's run at Churchill, ran up in New York on earlier this year for Dale Romans. She's probably the speed. She's going to go to the front. The question is she can she carry that speed for another furlong today? You've got Zagora is the defending champion in this race. She's coming off of a 10-week layoff, but she has won fresh in the past. Chad Brown, top trainer, and I'm sure he's going to have her ready to go. Dream Piece came over and ran in the that ran at Woodbine, was her first start in North America. Just got beaten that race, a big effort from her. I think she'll be running at the end. The Five Horse Winter Memories, wasn't able to get up last time out, but should like the added ground today. And the one sort of knock on her, though, is she does have a habit of coming up short, and especially doing so at a short price. And then the outside horse, the 6 is Hungry Island. This is a more than ready filly, late runner for Suge McGahee, who's has had a good meet. So far they've only, of course, just been running for a week at Saratoga, but he had a nice win the other day with Sea Island. And this is this one is, like I said, is a filly by More Than Ready. She ran in just a game. Her last start, that was on Belmont Day, wasn't able to get up in that race when there was really no, only one speed horse. But today, the added furlong will be to her liking. And she does have a stakes win on the turf at Saratoga, so I think that will help her as well. She's going to be my pick in here. A little bit of an upset. She's 5-1 on the morning line. I'm thinking that she can turn the tables on her rivals today. As I mentioned, Suge's is off to a good start for the meet. And John Velasquez, who's coming back off the injury, just came back a couple of days ago. And he'll have her running at the end. I'm going to give her a slight edge over Winter Memories, who also will be running late, and then the speed of the race, Tappet's Fly. I'm not really sure she wants 9 furlongs, but she will show the way early. I think she can hang on there for part. So we'll go 6-5-1, Ursel and the Diana.
Okay, what about the Jim Dandy?
Jim Dandy, this, of course, is a prep for the Travers. This is a grade 2, 1.8 miles for 3-year-olds. And we've got several horses that were coming out of that were on the Derby trail. Many of the Derby trail horses are some of them are running this weekend or tomorrow in the Haskell, and of course we've had some of them that have kind of fallen by the wayside with injury and whatnot. But a field of 8 in here, another I think a very well matched race. I think you could easily make a case for just about everybody. Maybe one horse I think would be a shocker, and that would be about it. Alpha, the one horse, 5-2 favorite, ran in the Derby, didn't run well in that race. Of course, in the Wood Memorial, had trouble in the race prior to the Derby. He's been given some time off, coming back, and has been working well for Kieran McLaughlin, the Lexington native. And Alpha, he does have a big race over Saratoga last summer, so we do know that he likes the racetrack there. The 2 Fast Falcon, on the improve right now for Nick Zito, and he just keeps getting better every race, and I think he's got a chance here at a bit of a price, 10-1 on the morning line. Attigan also had not a very good trip in the Belmont Stakes last time. I think this 1.8 miles will be more to his liking. Better trip today. He'll be running at the end. The 4 horse really going good now, neck and neck. This is a colt by Flower Alley. And, of course, people were aware of him because he's the sire of I'll Have Another. this horse has really come on for Ian Wilkes. Comes off two easy wins. The last one was in the Matt Wynn Stakes. That was on the same day as the Stephen Foster. That was that was 6 weeks ago, and I think he's going to be sitting in a pretty good spot in here today. I think he'll be kind of in the middle of the pack and making his run at the end, and I think he's got a very big shot. Teeth of the Dog, he's going to be running at the end for Michael Matz. The seven liaison, 7-2, and the bottom horse, Perspective, another one that's comes off of a nice effort at 12-1 in the morning line. So extremely well matched. I'm going to give the edge to the four neck and neck, really on top of his game. We'll see if he can transfer his form from Churchill to Saratoga. The horse has been has worked very well over the track. Looks to be that he seems comfortable there. I'm going to go with Alpha after the poor effort in the Derby, coming back and a big race over the Saratoga racetrack. You know he likes it. And then the also the fast-improving Fast Falcon for Nick Zito. So we're going to go 4-1-2. In the Jim Dandy.
All right, Steve, thank you so much. It's Steve Moody with BristNet.com. You can pick that up on the net, on the Saratoga picks from Steve. And that's BristNet.com. Steve, thank you.
All right, Ursula.
All right. Well, last Saturday at Arlington, the fifth race, a $40,000 maiden special for two-year-olds, was won by Floor Money. Colt in the first crop by Tis Wonderful. Floor Money, bred by Glencrest Farm, dismissed first time out in a maiden special at Arlington on June 9. Learned his lessons well, overcame a bump at the start, and led all the way to win by 2.25 lengths. He's the second winner from Tis Wonderful's first crop. Scamonia Philly won her first start in a maiden special at Churchill on June 21. Tis Wonderful's are coming out running as expected. Tis Wonderful won his first start as a two-year-old by 12.5 lengths in a maiden special at Saratoga. And then he won the Grade 3 Iroquois and the Grade 2 Kentucky Jockey Club Stakes. Undefeated at 2, he is the great Tis Now's most precocious son at stud. Let me suggest that you book now for 2013 because his first crop two-year-olds are showing great promise. In stakes over the weekend, Eden's Moon, a filly by Malibu Moon, won the Grade 2 San Clemente. A Grade 1 stakes winner earlier this year, Eden Moon is a $390,000 sales graduate. For more information, call Ken Wilkins, Des Dempsey, Sean Fell, Ned Toffey at Spendthrift Farm. 294-0030, the website, spendthriftfarm.com. Well, Equine Savings Program is a great program. It's easy to use. Saves you, well, like a 28% off commercial mowing equipment from industry leaders Toro and Exmark. And let me tell you how you can get in touch with Equine Savings, because it doesn't cost you anything to join, and it's locally owned. They give back to the industry, and they give you your best value for your hard-earned dollar. So go give them, you can give them a call. They answer that phone 7 days a week. Locally, it's area code 502-863-6000. Toll free, it's 877-905-0004. Or, of course, the website is equinesavings.com. It's a great program. Like I say, no coupons, no dues, no hassles, just real savings. And it doesn't cost you a thing to join. It's my good friend Steve Anderson, a great guy to do business with. So give them a call. Check out their products. Call them up and get great savings. Once again, locally, 502-863-6000, 877-905-0004, toll free, or equinesavings.com. All righty, about to wrap it up here. How much time have I got left, Ressie?
About a minute and a half.
Got about a minute and a half. Well, you know, they're running the Jim Dandy up there today. I was going to do a little something on Jim Dandy, but he was a foal of 27 by Jim Gaffney, bred by W.S. Dudley. Out of Starshoot Mare, I don't think he won but two other races that year. He's a long shot winner of the Travers Stakes, beating Gallant Fox and Which One. They got in a duel. Which One broke down during the race, never raced again. Great crop of foals, though, besides Gallant Falcon, which one? Questionnaire was there, and Gallant Knight. Alcibiades went on to win the Kentucky Oaks. Escutcheon, the Goose Egg, three great producers right there. Battleship, the Man of War, that went on and won the Grand National Steeplechase. So, got to wrap it up. Want to thank Roxanne and Norm for stopping by. Thank you very much. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next week.